We're going to read our scripture today, and as we jump in, we're jumping into the very last part of the Gospel of Luke. On this Ascension Sunday, the part of the scripture where Jesus ascends to heaven in chapter 24, and we're going to be reading verses 44 through 53. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You see, you are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father has promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Hurry up and wait. That phrase right there may be the unofficial slogan of the United States military, but also probably almost any organization that you and I have been a part of. That we are asked constantly to fill out a form or an application or reply to an email or to send something out as soon as possible. As soon as you can get that done, I need that right now so it can sit on somebody's desk or in an inbox for 4 weeks until somebody else gets to it. Hurry up and wait. This very difficult spot of suddenly having to do something really quickly and then waiting for something to happen. This last week, as I was going over my banking information to get ready to do some grocery shopping, I noticed that there was two charges on my account that I did not make. And so I asked Julie and found out she didn't make them as well, which starts the process that so many of us have had to go through of turning off your card, canceling everything, switching everything over to a new card. And that all starts with me calling the bank. So I call the bank as soon as I look at my account, and I get a message that said, due to the COVID-19 restrictions, we have new office hours. Please call back in the morning. Okay. So I go online, I turn off my card, I do everything that I need to make sure nothing else can be charged on it, and I wake up, make sure that I'm up early in the morning for when they open up, and I call back at 8 a.m., and I'm greeted with the same message that they've changed their morning hours for when they're open as well. And it seems like no matter what I tried, I just couldn't get somebody to answer the phone when I needed them to. Here I feel all this pressure to get this thing handled, to get these things fixed as soon as possible, to hurry up and to get it done. But I have to wait on these new office hours, these new changes, these new needs that the bank has. And as frustrating as that can be in life, we experience those very same frustrations. We experience that very same situation in our faith as well. These bursts where all of a sudden we feel this opportunity to just jump forward, to move into space as quick as possible, and then to find and feel like God is asking us to slow down, to wait. And in fact, if we're honest with ourselves, two of the biggest questions of faith that we ever have are when things are going to happen. When are the good things that we need going to happen? And when are the bad things that are painful ever going to end? And so we find ourselves in the midst of the scripture where the disciples are begging and asking Jesus to answer that very same thing. Now, the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts is widely believed to have been written by the same author, almost as a chapter 1 and a chapter 2 of the story of Jesus and the disciples. And so this ascension story right here at the end of the Gospel of Luke is revisited with a couple more details at the very first chapter of the book of Acts. And you get a little bit more of an idea of the mindset of the disciples here in the book of Acts. Because in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is reminding them of who they are as witnesses to the gospel. But in the book of Acts, the disciples are like, yeah, that's all well and good, but when are you going to restore the kingdom of God to Israel? When are you going to do something? And Jesus says in both Acts and here in the Gospel of Luke, it's not your job to know the time of God. That when God's going to do something or not is up to his own authority. It's not our job to know that. What we are being asked to do is to be witnesses. And then Jesus tells them the most frustrating thing that Jesus still tells us today. Now go and wait until it's time for us to do something. Sit and pray. Gather together. Ready yourselves. Because when the moment comes, we need you to be really willing to hurry up and to jump into it as fast as possible. And I think as frustrating as a moment of faith that we come into sometimes, of not knowing the timeline, of not knowing the thoughts, of not knowing the purposes of God, the hidden truth, the good news that comes in all of us is the assurance that Jesus tells us that it's not our job to save the world. In fact, God's already got that one handled. It's not our job to know when things are going to happen because God is already in charge of that. Of all the responsibility that we want to take upon ourselves to all of a sudden to get things done and to move forward and to jump forward and to save the world, God says, slow down. I've already got that covered. I need you to simply to be a witness and a voice and a disciple willing to tell people that that salvation is already here. God moves in mysterious ways in our life. God moves in ways that we don't understand and timelines that seem at times to not even make any sense at all. And yet he's simply asking us to be alive and exist in that space to be a witness to the life, to the movement of God. And so one thing that I've found that has helped with me in some of these moments is that when I feel so rushed, when I feel so pushed, when I feel so hurried to jump forward and to do as much as I can, sometimes the most faithful thing I can do in that moment is to slow down, is to breathe, and is to wait, and to look around at all the things that I was passing by, and in the small details that I didn't notice before, become the biggest moments where you see God moving in God's life and purpose. And the other times, when I feel like I've been waiting too long, when I feel like I've been sitting still and not doing anything, it's in those moments that maybe it's sometimes best to look around to see if there's a step, if there's an action, if there's something I can do to move my faith or the kingdom of God forward in even a little way. Because God moves in both of those movements, in both of those spaces. And as disciples, we come into a life that we wish we knew what God was always thinking. We wish we knew when God was always going to move. But the one thing that God tells us more than anything else in this life is I'm with you at all times and in all places. And I am making all things new again, even when you can't see it. I simply need you to tell my story to the world. So on this Ascension Sunday, this Sunday that's defined by almost this growing distance of God. As Jesus ascends into heaven, we're reminded that Jesus is closer than he has ever been before. The very life of God, the Holy Spirit that was promised to us. As our physical distance to Jesus grew greater, the life of God became closer inside of us. And we have a chance to bear witness to the very things of God, even when we hurry up and even when we wait. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we often feel like our lives are played out on a spring of hurrying up as fast as possible and then waiting for everything else to catch up. Of trying to answer emails or tasks or trying to rush forward and get as much done as we possibly can to find that we're often waiting on others or waiting to simply be noticed. The reality is, God, that you have a purpose and a movement in this life that we do not always understand. We wish we knew your timelines. We wish you knew exactly when you were going to show up, or we knew exactly when the hard times were going to be over. But the greater truth, the deeper truth that you have given us, is the truth that no matter what happens, you are always with us. You have simply asked us to just be witnesses and just to testify of all the ways that we have seen you save and move and be present in our lives, that others may know that you are moving and saving in this world. Allow us to be your disciples, who when we're hurrying, we're willing and able to look and to slow down and to wait. But also those disciples who in our waiting are always willing and ready to hurry to take a step for others and for your kingdom in this world. So let us hurry up and wait as we exist and live in this very kingdom of God, that others may know your story through the witness we share. As we pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen.